A series on which the United Nations has called for the punishment of the Turkish government for bringing terrorists to Iraq and Syria and backing them in their heinous acts. Bashar al-Jafari was speaking at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York. He accused Turkey of being directly involved in looting Syria's factories, as well as marketing oil and artifacts stolen by terrorists. Jafari added that all these acts are carried out through Turkish gangs, protected and controlled by the Turkish president's son. The Syrian envoy noted that Ankara takes oil and stolen antiquities from terrorists to give them money and weapons in return. Jafari also expressed deep concern over the international community's failure to stop Turkey's support for terror groups like Daesh. Let's speak to Max Egan. He's a radio host and political commentator, and he joins us via Skype from Bali. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Egan. Now, it seems more and more voices are speaking up against Turkey's role specifically within Syria and that of those militants that are operating there. How far do you think Turkey can go in not being held to account?
Well, I don't think it can really go much further. I mean, there is so much evidence now implicating Turkey in what's going on in Syria. And we've seen photographs of thousands upon thousands of trucks passing the border and standing waiting for fuel. We know where the oil's going. We know this smuggling is going on. There has been very, very strong evidence implicating the president's son, as you say. And there's nothing to say that this isn't happening. It is absolutely happening. So they do need punishing in some way. We've just got to look at what that sort of punishment should be. We really don't want to see an escalation in military activity in the area, but there should be sanctions. There should be economic sanctions. There should be all sorts of sanctions put on Turkey. It is proven that they are funneling all of this oil out through their country, and it cannot be denied now. So something really has to be done. I don't think they can worm their way out of this. I really don't. There's nothing they can say to alleviate the concerns of the world. We're seeing what's going on. It's very, very clear where ISIS is getting their funding from. And I don't think they can hold up this charade much longer at all. I really don't.
Right now, Turkey has been, as we've just mentioned and outlined, openly supporting the foreign-backed Takfiri terrorists operating in Syria, including, according to reports, Daesh. It has deployed its troops in Iraq. It has deliberately increased tensions with Russia by downing its jet. Do you think Turkey failed to see the consequences of its actions, or is there a strategy there?
I think there's a strategy there. You've got to remember that Turkey is a NATO nation and that the war in Syria is not a civil war. It's a covert invasion. It has been since the very, very beginning. Now, Obama wanted to go in there a couple of years ago and public opinion would not let him. So they built a private army in Turkey and Iraq and they went into Syria, and this is what ISIS, Daesh, whatever they want to call themselves, is. Well, this is what it is. So people need to understand this, that it is not a civil war in Turkey, that is in Syria. That is not what's happening. It's a covert invasion, has been from the ground up from day one, and I think Turkey knows exactly what it's doing, and it's simply playing part of the hand of the Western agenda. You know, this is all very well planned. I think it's about destabilizing areas. As your previous guest said, there's no attempt at rebuilding any of these places. It's all about destabilizing it, and I think Turkey knows exactly what it's doing.
All right, that's Max Egan, radio host and political commentator, joining us via Skype from Bali. Mr. Egan, it's a pleasure talking to you on Press TV.